the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the Book of Jude, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, we're looking at verses 24 and 25, so you know we are near the end, and in fact, this series will end next Saturday. So be sure to tune in next Saturday to hear the end of this great study of the Book of Jude. And I also want to remind you that our gift offer is winding down, so listen after the message for that. And finally, the music that you've been listening to all week is from the album Sweet Story of Old, featuring the ladies of the Gospel Hour, singers and musicians. So if you like the album, just write me, call me, email me, and we'll tell you how to get it. But right now, let's hear two great songs and then Dr. Green.
More love to thee. And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, as we study today, direct us by the Holy Spirit and use this broadcast to bring honor and glory to thy name. Save souls, bless believers, for Jesus' sake, he's worthy. Amen. We've been studying the last few days in connection with the last two verses in Jude. We've been studying other verses that use the word Abel, referring to God. In Jude verse 24, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And we've been talking about that, what God is able to do for us. And I said, and I'm saying again today, that I'm not a fatalist and I do not preach fatalism. That is, what will be, and if you're going to be saved, you will be saved, and if you're going to have victory, you'll have victory, and if God has elected you to heaven, you can't spend eternity in hell, and if you're not elected, you can't be saved. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Don't preach it. Never have. Never will. But I do believe that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above anything we think or ask, as I read to you last on the broadcast yesterday. Now, today we're going to continue. And I'm reading Philippians 3:21. Let me read verse 20 to get the connection. In Philippians 3:20, for our conversation, now that means our citizenship, is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that verse leads into the next verse, and of course, who, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ, who? It is Jesus. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? Now, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself, whereby he is able. Now, you see, beloved, here, Paul is speaking of changing this body and making this body like unto his glorious body. Notice what Paul says about his own body. Now, notice. Who shall change our vile body. Now, does that mean that Paul was living a miserable, wretched, ungodly life in the body? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that flesh at its best is vile and rotten. There's nothing else you can say about it. God gave up flesh in the Garden of Eden, and one day he will not repair this flesh, but he'll give us a new body that will be like his glorious body. He is able to subdue all things unto himself. Now, I said on Monday when I said we'd study these verses in connection with the last two verses in Jude, I said that salvation begins in God, continues in God, and climaxes in God. I meant by that redemption of the spirit is of the Lord, and apart from him, there is no redemption. Without the shedding of blood, no remission, no redemption, no forgiveness without the blood. Now, the blood that cleanseth us from all sin does not stop, beloved, at redemption. But through the shed blood, by means of the shed blood, by means of his finished work, namely his death, burial, and resurrection, he is able to give to us not only a new spirit, a new heart, but he's able to give to us a new body. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. So Paul said, he's able to change our vile body and make it like unto his glorious body. He is able to subdue all things unto himself. So I say this, the just shall live by faith, not exist in worry. Are you listening? You know, some people do not enjoy life. Did you know that? I've met them. You've met them. I'm talking about now in the physical aspect. They don't enjoy life. They are continually fretting. They are continually upset and worrying about paying their bills, about the failure of their crops, or they are going to lose their job, or the automobile is going to wear out, or they're going to be sick, or they're going to get in the hospital. There are people listening to me today. There are people listening to me right now, and you do not enjoy the good health that you have and the good things you have because you're continually fretting and worrying about losing what you have. Now, the same is true in the spiritual life. There are true Christians, born-again Christians, because you have not studied your Bible. You have not asked God to give you light. You've depended upon someone else to teach you and someone else to do your Bible reading. And you have failed to search the Scriptures to see if the things they teach and preach is true. You have failed to search the Scriptures. And because of that, you do not enjoy your spiritual birthright. You fret. You worry. You're always upset about this or that or something else. Now, the just shall live by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith, Paul said, and not by sight. We are saved by God's grace through faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And whatsoever is not faith of faith is sin. And if you are worrying, you're sinning. God doesn't want you to worry. God wants you to be concerned, to be alert, and to be vigilant. God wants you to work and serve and be a good soldier and a good worker, but he doesn't want you to worry. He wants you to trust him. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things will be added. Writing to Timothy, the next one, of course, Paul writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:12. Now, if you fail to get some of the scriptures, or maybe you missed the broadcast yesterday or the day before, let me give them to you hurriedly. I read in connection with the last two verses in Jude, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Jude said, unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Now here are the scriptures that describe and reveal to us the ability of God, the ability of Christ our Savior. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Ephesians 3:20. Philippians 3:21. Now, 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, Paul said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast the form of sound words. Now, Jude speaks of the faith once for all delivered unto the saints, the faith. Paul speaks to Timothy about the words, and of course, the words are true Bible doctrine and faith words. So he said, I am persuaded. I know something, and knowing someone as well as something, I know that he is able. I am persuaded, and that means I know. So Paul said, for the which cause I suffer these things. He said, I know why I'm suffering. But he said, I also know whom I have believed, and I also am sure that he is able. Now, Paul knew that he was not able, but he knew that Christ is able. Now, listen, beloved, when you get to the place that you rest in the Lord, rest in the Lord and do good, the psalmist said. Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Now, there is no reason for fretting. All things, for we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And the reason we know that all things work together for good is described in the following verses. I gave you Romans 8:28. And in the following verses, we are, that is, the things that happen to us, that God permits to happen to us. God allows them because he is molding and making us a vessel meet for the master's use and a vessel that will eventually, as I read in Philippians, our vile bodies will be changed and fashioned after his glorious body. That is, we will eventually be like him. And the things that God permits to happen to us while here, the suffering we may go through or the disappointment we may go through, is for our good and God's glory. Remember, as long as you trust Jesus and keep your eyes on the Lord, trust him and keep your eyes upon him. Remember that nothing can happen to you without God's permission. Jesus said, Peter, the devil has asked for you. He wants to sift you. But I've prayed for you. I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. And so, beloved, what God promised Peter, God promises you and me. In fact, Jesus and John 20 and John 17, Jesus said, I pray not for these only, but I pray for all who will believe on me. And so Jesus prayed for me. He prayed for you, and he prayed for all of his children. Therefore, we can say with Paul, I am persuaded because I know whom. I know someone. I know something, but I know more than something. I know someone. I know Jesus, and I know that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Now let me say to the believer listening now, the believer, you say, Brother Green, I know I've had an experience of grace, and I know that I've been born again. I know that I met Jesus, and I know that he forgave my sin, and he saved me. I know that. All right? Let me ask you, have you ever fully committed not only your spirit and heart, but have you committed your home, your husband, your children? And husband, have you committed your wife, your job, your home, your children, your money, your everything? Have you committed all to Jesus? Paul, writing to the Romans, describes it or presents it to us in this way. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies. And then again in Romans, he said, present your members as instruments of righteousness. And in Corinthians, he said, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, if you have committed not only your soul and spirit to God, but if you've committed everything that you are and everything that you have, then you need not fret. You have nothing to fret about. Because all that you commit to Jesus is safe. And you don't need to worry about it. Now, I'm not trying to stay saved. I'm not trying to keep saved. Because I certainly don't have any desire to be lost. And I certainly don't have any desire to go to hell. So I'm not trying to keep saved. I'm trying to be a good soldier, a good servant, and win souls and glorify God. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm praying, Lord, show me where I can do more, give more, live more, that'll bring glory and honor to your name. Now, if you're fretting, you're sinning. If you're worrying, you're sinning. Because he's able to keep all that you commit unto him against that day. And you may say, well, Brother Green, I have such terrible, terrible temptations. The temptations I face, Brother Green, are horrible. Well, now listen to this. In Hebrews 2:17, wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Now you remember this. You've never had a more severe temptation than Jesus did. You've never been tempted more severely than Jesus was tempted. Now you remember that. And it doesn't make any difference what the temptation is. God Almighty is able, and not only able, but God will, through the finished work of Jesus, make a way of escape. So he was made in all things in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, in all things. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He was put to the test. He was made perfect through suffering. So remember, whatever you suffer, and however you're tempted, however severe the temptation may be, remember, Jesus has already gone through a temptation just as severe as the one you have faced or will face. Paul describes it in these words, you have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. That's what Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 12. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, God is able, God is willing, God is ready to deliver you, and he will if you'll trust him. Remember, the just shall live by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, honor thy word, the blood, the name that is above every name. Give victory to defeated believers and save the lost. Save poor lost church members and religionists. In Jesus' name, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. And before we close today, I want to remind you again that this is the final week of our gift offer B, the letter B, gift offer B, containing five great books by great men of God that my dad studied after as he studied for his sermons. And all of these books are available in this offer B. Now, as I said, the offer ends this week, but you may order it several weeks in the future. But if you can't order it right now, please write down the information so that you don't forget. Gift Offer B, containing the five books, is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $5 or more. Please send more if you can. Your gifts are needed day in and day out to keep the program on the air and to print all the Christian helps that we print for you and to help you win others to Christ. Pray about it, ask the Lord's guidance, and do as he directs. But if you can send a donation of at least $5 and ask for offer B, you must ask for it to receive the offer. But if you do that, then I'm going to send you these five books. First, a book by Charles H. Spurgeon, who everyone knows who he was. Now, the book is According to Promise, or The Lord's Method of Dealing with His Chosen People. A very important, very enlightening book, 128 pages long, 20 chapters. Then we have Night Scenes of the Bible by F.E. March, a very interesting study of 12 different scenes in the Bible and what they mean, 131 pages long. Now, all of these books are hardback books. Then a book by Dr. C.I. Schofield, who put the notes in the Schofield Reference Bible that we use here at the Gospel Hour. It's entitled Plain Papers on the Holy Spirit. Then we have the Olivet Discourse by A.C. Gabelline. And finally, Thou Fool by Dwight L. Moody. 12 sermons in this book, plus a short biography of Mr. Moody. Chapters such as Thou Fool, This Night Thy Soul Shall Be Required of Thee, and so on. Great, great sermons in this book. So, to get all five of these, just ask for offer B and send your gift of at least $5. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.